the Alaska Marine Highway System has not yet finalized its detailed day-to-day schedule for next year, but it did release a broad draft of its operating plan earlier this month. One significant change for Petersburg and other Panhandle communities would be a cut to the number of long-haul mainline runs out of Bellingham in the summertime. Having only one Bellingham run a week is a concern for Randy Henderson, who chairs Petersburg's Transportation Advisory Committee.
Now in the summertime, they're running two mainline vessels, and they're both running at near capacity as far as cardiac space and cabins are concerned. And being as I travel on the ferry quite a bit with work, I see a fair number of Petersburg people use this vessel to get to Seattle with their cars for medical reasons and family and other personal reasons. And with just one mainline vessel operating in the summer, it's going to be very hard to make to get on that boat.
There would be two other mainliners running out of Prince Rupert, British Columbia, into and out of Southeast Alaska, but Henderson says that run has not been as popular as Bellingham. He thinks that's partly due to stricter customs enforcement and increasing travel costs in Canada. For frequent riders, the annual schedule changes can make it difficult to plan ahead. While he understands that maintenance problems and other issues come up unexpectedly, Henderson would like to see state officials make the ferry schedules more consistent from year to year.
I think stability in which days the ferries run is an important thing for future consideration. And it helps tour groups in their planning for summer. It helps people planning for medical trips. It helps sports teams and the Alaska High School Activities Boards plan for activities. And I just hope that they can settle this schedule down, and I hope this administration and the people that have been appointed can understand that that stability in transportation is important.
While it decreases mainline service from Bellingham, the draft plan calls for the addition of two weekly runs of the fast ferry Fairweather between Juneau and Petersburg in the summer. Fairweather passengers could provide more traffic for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. The IFA has been struggling to attract riders to its northern route between Prince of Wales, Wrangell, and southern Mitkoff Island. The South Mitkoff Terminal is an hour's drive from Petersburg. IFA General Manager Bruce Jones sees some potential in a fast ferry connection from Juneau.
Well, it would certainly help, people wanting to either go to, anywhere on Prince of Wales Island or anybody from Ketchikan, Prince of Wales Island, Wrangell, that wanted to catch that fast ferry going north. I think the question is what days are they sailing?
The IFA originally built its second vessel, Stikine, and established the northern route to link up with a planned state ferry route between Ketchikan and South Mitkoff. However, the state's plan for that shuttle ferry has been shelved for several years. Jones says that's hurt the IFA's northern route, which has far less ridership than it needs to break even.
You know, how long we can sustain that northern route without the state living up to their obligation or their promises, that's something that I don't know, but it's certainly not going to be for too many years that we can continue to do this.
For this coming season, Jones says the IFA has scaled back the northern route service to 3 days a week, and it might have to drop to two, depending on ridership and funding this summer. As it stands now, Jones says the IFA service to and from South Mitkoff Island will resume on the 1st of May and run through mid-September with a Friday, Saturday, Monday schedule. Alaska Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the state will consider the IFA's schedule as it develops its own schedule for the fast ferry, but he says they've not gotten to that point yet.
We're kind of looking potentially at Tuesday and Friday for the fast ferry in Petersburg, and we'd have to get into, of course, the IFA's, upcoming schedule to, see what they got. But it's a concern of ours to try to see if we can dovetail something in with them so you can make that connection out of Mitkoff,
Meanwhile, further into the future, Falvey says a shuttle ferry that could connect with the IFA at South Mitkoff may still be included as the state updates its long-term master plan for the ferry system.
That's going to give us an awful lot of guidance as to how the entire system is going to move going forward. It's not to say that a gateway shuttle, if you will, running some type of a daily service, out of Rupert into Ketchikan couldn't, make trips up into South Mitkoff. That's not to say that can't happen. And and we've looked at a lot of different options, and I think the master plan is going to take all that into account. So that technically is a possibility.
Falvey says the state is planning to hold a public teleconference to talk about the 2008-2009 operations plan for the Southeast schedule and take public comment on Thursday, January 10th at 2 p.m. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.